I'm Chris Deliani, and I'm reading from my novel, You Are Here, copyright 2012. Miles ducked into a packed bar and ordered a bottled water, changed his mind, ordered a beer instead, regretted ordering it almost from the first sip, and then downed it before he took his coat off. His head spinning, Miles found a place to stand and looked around for him, imagined him standing in the crowd beyond his view, a trim 26-year-old in his favorite dark blue Santa Cruz t-shirt, pulling from a bottle of Fat Tire, his soft blue eyes taking in the scene while looking at nothing and no one in particular. Miles pictured the line of his bicep, the hollow of his neck. With winter coming on, Stuart had probably started growing out his hair again, letting the reddish-brown curl into locks, a ducktail at his nape. He pictured a tan freckle on Stuart's neck behind his left earlobe, a freckle Miles loved to kiss whenever he lay next to Stuart in bed, holding him from behind. He put down the empty beer bottle, dizzy. Then he left the bar, checked his watch, and went to a second bar, a third, a fourth, a fifth, hating himself for wandering around drunk, but still wandering, thinking if only he could see Stuart, try to take back what he'd said. Then maybe he could get on with his life again, or at least have his first decent night's sleep in 3 months. No luck. Now he was standing once again at the corner of Market and Castro, his feet sore, his hands like ice. He looked into all the bars, no point in walking any further. He pulled up his hood and trudged up the hill. Once home, he walked up his front steps, opened the door to a darkened house, and turned on the hallway light. He stiffened at the sound of a noise, a rustling in the living room. Someone was in there, Donald and his date, perhaps. He stood still and listened. Donald's bedroom door, at the other end of the hallway, was closed. He heard the noise again. Miles crept to the living room doorway. In a pool of pallid streetlight coming through the front picture window, the thin figure of a young man with longish hair sat on a hassock with his back to Miles, scrambling to pull on his undershirt. Him. He was Donald's date tonight.